This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Week 15 of the NFL season, it's already underway. Thank you so much to the Falcons and Buccaneers for getting us kicked off last night to talk about what we can expect this weekend, what we might expect over the next month as the regular season comes to a close. Joining us right now is someone who covers all things NFL for the New York Post. Welcome back to the show, Ryan Dunleavy. Ryan, welcome back, man.
What's up, dude? How you doing?
I'm very well. I mean, based on what we saw last night, and Falcons with that comeback victory against the Buccaneers, things aren't great in the NFC South, but we know that the Buccaneers are going to have two chances against the Carolina Panthers. Do you think they're ultimately going to emerge, or the Panthers going to hold on to this one?
I don't know. I mean, the Bucs are so clearly the better team, but sometimes the better team doesn't win these things. Like the Panthers have the Panthers have the mojo. They're the overachieving team. The Bucs are the underachieving team. I do power rankings every week, JR, and like it's hard to believe, but I had the Bucs number one at one point in the power rankings. They were like 4-0 or something like that, or 4-5-1, and they've just fallen apart. I think they've lost 6 of the last 8. If you're asking me who wins, I'm going to go with the Panthers because I just think they're a team that has a little mojo right now and has a little bit. They're overachieving. They look like they're having fun on the field, and the Panthers and the Bucs look like they're miserable.
Well, you talk about overachieving. I mean, we see a lot of these young teams who are making some moves in the NFL. This is a game that I'm really looking forward to seeing at the 1 p.m. slot. It's probably going to be cold. Maybe it's snowing. We got Buffalo taking on New England, 1 p.m. Eastern time. We know New England is sitting at the top of the AFC East. We've had people saying that Drake May is an MVP favorite over a guy like Stafford. What are your thoughts on New England? Can they realistically win a championship this year? Are they the best in the AFC?
No, I don't think they're the best. I think they're going to see the best in the AFC this weekend. I think it's the Bills, and I think the Bills need to send that message this weekend. I think this is my Sunday column in the Post. It's online right now. This is the Bills' best chance. Like, it's not their best team, but you don't always have to have your best team. I talked to Jeff Saturday, who was with those Colts that were knocking on the door forever in the early 2000s, and their best team wasn't the 2007 team that won the Super Bowl or the 2010 team that lost the Super Bowl. It was the 2005 team that didn't win a playoff game because Mike Vanderjagt missed the field goal against the Steelers. So your best team doesn't always win. Sometimes it's the team that's playing hot at the right moment. This is the Bills' chance to show that that's them, and sometimes it's your playoff draw. And look, if you told me before the season the Bills were going to get a playoff bracket that didn't have the Chiefs, Ravens, or Bengals in it, I would have said they're going to walk to the number one seed. And they might be 5 or 6 in the AFC. I can't remember the last time a 5 or 6 seed in a conference was going to be, you know, the majority pick to go to the Super Bowl. But I think that's what it's going to be as long as the Bills finish out strong here.
Well, Ryan, let me ask you this. I mean, historically speaking, over the past half decade or so, you could look at the Buffalo Bills, the the Kansas City Chiefs, of course, and the Ravens to be there competing for the title. We know the Chiefs have come out on top. Are the Chiefs and Ravens completely cooked? Of course, Baltimore has a little bit more life, but what are your thoughts on Kansas City and Baltimore for the rest of the season?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Chiefs are cooked. Yes. I don't think it reminds me a little bit of like the Warriors in hoops. Like it doesn't mean the dynasty is over, right? Like they went to those four NBA finals in a row. And I think they won three of them. And then they didn't even make the playoffs for 2 years. And then they came back and won another championship. And like, it doesn't mean to me that the Chiefs are done. Like maybe Travis Kelce retires and they sign Kyle Pitts. And we saw what Pitts could be last night. Like it does, as long as Mahomes is there, as long as Reed is there, it doesn't mean it's done. But for this year, I think the Chiefs are cooked. The odds are just too far against them. They can't win their division. They're fighting an uphill battle for a wild card. They could lose again this week. I mean, they haven't been this far under 500 in the Andy Reid era. I think they're done. The Ravens? No. I mean, I think they're a game back of the Steelers. They still play the Steelers once. They obviously have the better team. It's just a matter of how healthy is Lamar Jackson. He doesn't look healthy. He doesn't look like he's willing to run that much. The defense is starting to get back into shape. That was a touchdown to Isaiah Likely. I don't understand how it wasn't. That would change the whole outcome of that game, the whole outcome of the playoff picture. If you're asking me, I'll pick the Steelers. But no, the Ravens are far from done. I mean, if I'm picking the Steelers, it's 60-40. I think that could still be a coin flip. And if I'm not mistaken, JR, I think do they play in week 18, like, or they play week 17, like whatever game that is. That's an early playoff game for all of us.
Ryan Dunleavy is here with us, covers all things NFL for the New York Post. You talk about the Steelers. Of course, the big news, unfortunately for them right now, is that their future Hall of Fame end got a needle in the lung. Are they just cursed this year? Like, is it a bad season for this squad? They're winning, but it sucks.
You know how many fan bases are listening right now, JR, who said, wait a minute, a cursed season is being 7-6 and in first place in our division. Should I tell them the Bengals or the Jets that's a cursed season, you know? It's crazy that happened. It reminds me, I don't know if the details are exactly the same, but do you remember Tyrod Taylor?
Yeah, we talked about it. He was getting medicine, and you got this guy, T.J. Watt, he's getting a dry needle in his, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how that happens. I'm not a medical expert. The coaches always get to plead the fifth on that. When we ask them about injuries, they always say, I'm not a doctor, so I'm going to plead the fifth and say, I'm not a doctor. I don't know how that happens, but yeah, I mean, look, it has been a crazy season for the Steelers, but I think it's a little bit of the Mike Tomlin magic that we're still sitting up here talking about a 7-6 first place team, not a Super Bowl team.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Probably not even a team that wins in the playoffs. I wouldn't hate being the 5 seed. If I'm, you know, who's going to be if I'm the Bills and I have to go to the Steelers that in the first round of playoffs, that doesn't scare me at all.
Well, let me ask you this. Speaking of being scared, Houston is on a 5-game winning streak right now. We saw them knock off the Chiefs. We know Phil Rivers, maybe, maybe not. I don't know why the hell you bring him in if you're not going to start him, but he's back for the Indianapolis Colts. Are the Houston Texans being overlooked?
Yes, because everybody's looking at them as, oh, these are the same old Texans who win the crappy AFC South every year and then play the 4:30 Saturday playoff game. And maybe sometimes they win, maybe sometimes they lose, but that's it. That's the end of their season. And I think this is a better team than that. This is a team that won 3 games with Davis Mills at quarterback. This is a team that has the best defense the Texans maybe have ever had. This is a team that can run the ball. I think this is a team that is in competition in a good AFC South. We're used to chalking up the AFC South as the AFC South stinks. Well, the AFC South, they're numbers compared to the AFC North over the last 8 years, they pale in comparison. Well, this year, they're the better division. Third place in the AFC South would be winning the AFC North. It's totally on its head this year. So this is a team, if they get in the playoffs, all 3 of those AFC South teams, I wouldn't discount the Jaguars, too. Hmm. I think either one of those teams could get hot and win a playoff game here. I would not discount. I say yes, we are overlooking the Texans if we dismiss them. Look, the whole AFC is crazy, JR. If we're taking out the Bengals, Ravens, Chiefs, then any of these teams, like we're gonna look at it and say, like, oh wow, how could the Jaguars get to the AFC Championship? How could the Texans get to the AFC Championship? Anybody's gonna be new, basically. Anybody but the Bills is gonna be fresh blood.
Well, let me ask you this. You talk about playoff-caliber teams. We got a playoff-caliber matchup between Green Bay and Denver. We know that the Green Bay Packers have now jumped in front of the Chicago Bears. They're not getting a lot of attention. I mean, they've been able to pick up Micah. He's been an amazing addition to them. Love is certainly on a heater right now. They've had to deal with injuries to the wide receiver room. How do you feel about these Packers as they get ready to take on this great defense of Denver?
Yeah, I thought the Packers were the best team in the NFC before last week. I doubled down on it after they beat the Bears. Actually, the Bears showed me a lot in that loss. I kind of thought they were a paper tiger, and they hung in with the Packers. I thought the Packers were my preseason NFC pick to go to the Super Bowl even before the Parsons trade. Doubled down on it after the Parsons trade, tripled down on it now. I think they're the most complete team. They have depth, even at a time they're starting to get healthy again at receiver. Obviously Kraft is down, but I think the Packers can beat you a bunch of different ways. Their only losses are games they fell asleep, like the Browns, and they have another terrible loss. And whenever they play a good team, they rise to the occasion. So they're only going to face good teams in the playoffs. I like the Packers. I think they're the best team in the NFC. And you're right, this is a playoff game, Broncos-Packers. The Broncos tend to win all these close games. It'll be really interesting to see if they're able to do it against the Packers. I picked the Packers.
Yeah, Green Bay is rolling. Oh, let me get your thoughts on the Los Angeles Rams. I think they may have the MVP, Matthew Stafford, on their team. What are your thoughts on the Rams?
Yeah, I mean, Stafford would probably get my vote if it was due today. Devontae Adams, I had a conversation with somebody before the season. You know, just feeling out, like, what do you like? What did you think of this offseason? What were the big highlights? Somebody said to me, you didn't give Devontae Adams signing with the Rams enough credit. And I was like, really? He was okay with the Jets. Wow. And they're like, no, you're just thinking of Devontae Adams, the player. I'm thinking of Devontae Adams from a schematic standpoint. And they're like, if you put him on the edge of a Sean McVay, Matthew Stafford offense, and you get to basically have him either be singled up or he's doubled and it opens up everything, the Rams are going to score 1,000,000 points. And like, I texted that person like last week or the week before that, and I was like, you know what? You nailed this. Like, Devontae Adams looks like a prime weapon right now. Stafford, the way he takes care of the ball, it's not just the touchdowns. It's, you know, other than that one hiccup against the Panthers, I think he has no interceptions. 7 or 8 games. The young defensive line, everybody was wondering how they were going to do it without Aaron Donald. Then they picked those the first round picks, first and second round pick from Florida State along the defensive line, and now their defensive line looks back to where it was. Like, it's just a team that I think can beat you a lot of ways, and I think Sean McVay, he's going to give you an advantage on the sideline pretty much every game.
Well, we got a lot to get into, a lot to pay attention to. I know we got Detroit and Los Angeles, and we talked about Green Bay. I want to thank you, Ryan, for coming through and dropping some knowledge about the upcoming schedule and what we may see. You know, following this week, the NFL season is slowly but surely coming to a conclusion as we race towards the postseason. Please tell everybody where they can follow you and all of your work with the New York Post.
Yeah, thanks. Me on X or Twitter at RY, the first two letters of Ryan Dunleavy, whole last name, like the basketball family, RY Dunleavy, and nypost.com. The sports section has all our NFL coverage. If you're a masochist and want to read about the Giants and Jets, or if you just want to read, like I said, league-wide coverage, I have something on the Bills this week. I do a weekly NFL column on Sundays. Something on the Bills this week. Next week it'll be on the Chargers. And we on we go towards the playoffs.
Yeah, we're getting closer. Yeah, if you want some real pain, follow the teams closer to New York City. That'll do the trick. Hey, Ryan, we'll catch you soon, okay?
Thanks, Jeff.
No doubt about it. Thank you so much to Ryan Dunleavy. He covers all things NFL for the New York Post. Yeah, if you like pain, yeah, hang out with the Giants or the Jets. You want a chance to win? Go to Western New York and hang out with the Bills, the actual only NFL team that plays in New York State. Jets and Giants in New Jersey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.